BBC News with Jim Lee. The former director of the FBI, James Comey, has been giving an extraordinary account of his dealings with President Trump in the weeks and months leading up to his sacking. Speaking under oath before the Senate Intelligence Committee, he said the administration had lied by claiming the FBI was in disarray and under poor leadership. Mr. Comey said he believed he had been fired to change the way the investigation into Russian interference in the presidential election was being conducted. And he said he had leaked an account of the conversations because he hoped a special investigative counsel would be appointed. Mr. Trump's personal lawyer, Mark Kasowitz, has rejected Mr. Comey's allegations. Mr. Kasowitz told reporters that President Trump never told the FBI director that he expected loyalty from him, and he never stopped him from investigating anyone. Mr. Kasowitz suggested that Mr. Comey should be prosecuted for leaking privileged information. In other news, the United States has shot down a drone in Syria suspected of belonging to pro-Syrian government forces that was firing on fighters from the American-led coalition. A US military spokesman said it was the first time that the Syrian government had attacked coalition forces. Egypt has called on the United Nations Security Council to investigate accusations that Qatar paid up to $1 billion in ransom to a terrorist group in Iraq. It's the latest effort by several Arab states to put pressure on Qatar over its alleged connections with terrorism. The Anglican Church in Scotland, the Scottish Episcopal Church, has narrowly voted to allow same-sex couples to marry. This makes it the first Anglican church in Britain to do so. British researchers say it might be possible to develop an alternative to antibiotics for treating diseases in pigs, a process that could also overcome growing human drug resistance. A team at Leicester University has identified a range of viruses, called phages, which have shown great promise in the lab at killing common pig infections. BBC News.